Module 3, Lesson 6.1, Transitioning from Swaddled to No Swaddle. If your baby's already 4 months old and has never been swaddled before or has already been weaned from the swaddle, we do not recommend that you start swaddling them with a tight swaddle at this point. However, if you do want to work with the shush pat method, which you'll read more about in Module 7, or you feel that your little one is waking themselves up with their hands a lot, you may want to temporarily introduce something like the stretchy cocoon swaddle bag from Ergo Pouch, as it allows for some movement but also keeps baby's hands out of their face. Plus, this swaddle is a really easy one to wean, with there being snap buttons on the sides, allowing for one arm out, one arm in during the transition. If you notice that your baby is about to be able to roll while swaddled or has done so already, you need to wean from the swaddle immediately. This is a suffocation hazard. Your baby will most likely roll from back to front while unswaddled first. That doesn't actually necessarily mean that they can roll when swaddled. However, after your baby starts to roll unswaddled while awake, it is crucial that you observe your baby more closely. If you notice your baby attempting to roll while swaddled, it's really important to remove the swaddle immediately, as it does present a suffocation hazard, like I said. Your baby should be fully weaned from the swaddle by 6 months of age. Otherwise, this can really negatively impact their motoric development. This is when a lot of motoric development really kicks in. Rolling, crawling, sitting up, all of those things. And they practice this during their sleep. This is when a lot of important brain development goes on. And so hindering that movement is actually really detrimental towards their development. So it's important that they can move around and are not swaddled. If you think your baby is ready to transition out of the swaddle, which is usually between 3 to 5 months of age, we recommend that you try this following method before you start your sleep training process. So try one arm out for one nap for 2 to 3 days before going to two arms out. After your baby has had both arms out for one nap successfully for two to three days, you can unswaddle them for all naps. And then you wait another 2 or 3 days before unswaddling for nighttime. Or if things have been going really well with the naps, then you can just switch from a swaddle to a sleep sack for all sleep times. Keep in mind that even if your baby has been successfully weaned from the swaddle for most of the night, it may still be helpful for you to swaddle your baby just for that second part of the night. For example, between 3 and 7 a.m. after a 3 a.m. feed. Just because this is the lightest sleep of the night and babies are often more restless at this time and might wake themselves up by moving around. Of course, we only recommend this if rolling while swaddled has not become an issue yet and your little one is younger than 6 months of age. Do remember that every transition can cause a little bit of a regression in sleep, so be patient as your little one gets used to sleeping with their arms out. If you try arms out, but sleep deteriorates and there's no immediate need to unswaddle, we suggest you reswaddle and just try again in a few weeks.